it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
First of all, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's Friday. Who is glad that it's Friday? Raise your hands.
What's going on? What's happening, you guys?
Yeah, what's guys kicking? What's shaking? What's shaking? What's
guess going what? On?
Tell me.
I looked at the MyPillow website this morning because I felt like it's been a hot second since I looked at it to see if there's new stuff.
A hot one? Yeah.
It's been a hot second. Yeah. And you guys, guess what they have that I didn't even know about? They've probably had them this whole time and it's just now me realizing, what? Oh crap, they have bath mats to match their towels.
What? Get
I
out.
I know.
How did I not know that?
I didn't know it either. And I was like, oh my God, if their bath mats are anything like the towels, then you know when you get out of the bath, they're all like thirsty.
Absorbent-y?
Yeah.
You say thirsty, I say absorbent-y. Because either one of, like, okay, thirsty is actually a word, but absorbent-y is much better. Okay,
you know,
so are they different
so
colors?
Do they have all the colors.
Okay.
All of them. They have all the colors.
Sorry, my cord is like, okay. That's awesome.
I know.
All right, well then.
And so here's the even better news is that I pretended that I was going to buy one to see if the code would work. And code
checks.
It works, you guys. It takes like almost $9 off of the price. So you end up spending less than $20 for these amazing bath towels. So I'm telling you this, anytime you go to MyPillow.com or you call 1-800-875-0513 and use that code, you get so many discounts. And even on the bath towels, which I did not know existed until this morning, you can get a massive discount on them. And that is why you should.
Bath mats, you guys. Bath mats.
Bath mats. So go get yourself some right now. Do it today because MyPillow is awesome in every way. All of their stuff. It's awesome in every way.
I
you want to see?
Rhyme. That was really cute. You just rhyme. Okay. All right. What do I want to see? What?
I have a clip, a very short clip of Biden's press conference from yesterday. Wait, is today the 9th? Yeah, yesterday. And so it's somebody put it together. They just schmooshed like the most ridiculous parts of it together. So it's like less than a minute. But you guys, he's not well. Okay. He is not well. There's something wrong.
I know.
And
at
the end.
I saw a thing of him yesterday and my daughter was looking at him and I was like, he's so old.
Oh.
Like he makes me very nervous just when he walks.
Right.
And when he, I'm so, every time I see him, I swear I'm not trying to, like, I know that I hate his policies. I just don't, I'm not a fan of this administration, but if I just saw him just as a, like if I tried to be objective, he just, you know, just I try to be objective. He makes me very nervous, you guys.
Yeah.
He just does. Like I would be one of those people, if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, somebody needs to help him. He's an old man. Somebody needs to like assist him in some way.
Yes. Yes.
Assist him. Yeah.
Assist him.
He's the president.
Even Miles Cheong, who is actually who put this together, his caption was like, is he okay? I mean, that was the caption. And so I'll show you the little compilation and you can see like at the end, a lot of it is just like stumbling over words, which he's, of course, you know, he does that all the time. But at the end, you can see him just fade. You can just see it happening. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
All righty. Ready? Here we go.
Work for the release of detained Americans, including
let me begin. Hang on.
Mark excuse me, Ferrix. I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke. And this starting this month, we're going to begin to relocate. We're going to begin relocation flights for Afghanistan SIV applicants. Half have gotten on aircraft and come commercial flights and come. Another half believe they want to stay. We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, as I said at the time.
Did you see that? He was gone. He just disappeared.
He's like, I need grape nuts.
I totally forgot grape nuts was even a thing.
I know. He did too until that very moment. And then he was like, I need them.
Grape.
I swear to God. God, he is so, it's scary. He scares me. Like, because he's, oh my God.
I know.
Like watching somebody who is completely insane with a loaded gun, you know, it's like you're like going, oh God.
Like what's he going to do next?
What is he going to do? Because he's in charge. He's the leader of the free world, you guys. He is not well.
Oh, he's not well. Thank you, Amy Starling, for that super sticker. Appreciate it. Now I'm about to make you feel old because I felt old this morning and I was like, oh, I cannot feel this old.
Seriously?
All by myself.
You got to do that today? I already feel old. Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
Okay, this blew my mind into a jillion pieces. Do you know that when we were, if you go back and watch a rerun of The Golden Girls any episode, I don't know how many years they were on, but
I think I know where you're going with this, and I'm going to be so depressed all day, but go ahead.
I remember Blanche, right? Mm-hmm. Rue McClanahan.
I do. She was the hoary one. She was the Clore.
She was the Clore. Uh-huh. So during Golden Girls, during the show, while that was on in its heyday, she was 51.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. She was younger than you.
I know.
Oh my God.
I'm losing my crap over this. I can't stop thinking about it. It is all I can think about. I read that this morning and I've thought of nothing else. Nothing.
Okay. All right. I got to get a grip.
I mean,
just 50. She's 51. She's 51.
51. Yeah, in the heyday. Like, if you go and watch it right now and look at her, she's our age.
I don't know if we can continue, you guys.
I've blown your mind. I've blown your mind. Jesse Toby balls right back at you.
How old was the really old lady? Like, remember the really, like, who was the one granny? Was like super crotchety she was my favorite. And she wasn't really as old as they said she was, but she was like the ma. She was ma, you know, ma.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Somebody say who she was. Who was she? Who? God, what was her
I'm
name,
looking.
You guys? You guys know?
I'm looking.
Sophia. Estelle Getty, Sophia. Who, like, how, I wonder how old she was at the time, because she had to have been probably the same, like, I don't know, 60. And she played like a 90-year-old, you know?
Well,
and
she died in 2008.
Okay.
So, let me see. She was born in 1923. Okay. So she was old, show. She was legit old.
Okay.
Yeah. And cause she retired she was on the Golden Girls from 85 to 92. So she would have been at least 60 something.
Okay. Cause Eileen is saying she was the youngest one. That's
what? No, that's not even. No.
Fuck is like, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No. And then Betty White is the only one alive. She's the
is
only
that
one.
Is that right?
She's the only one. Well, I mean, Betty White is like, what, 99?
Yeah, she is. She's
and,
up there.
And like during COVID, there are all the memes going around where she was just like, I'm still alive, bitches.
Arthur's dead.
They're all dead.
Oh my God, she is. Yeah, I did not know that.
They're all gone except for Betty. They're all gone. Right.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And Rue is dead. Yeah. She died in 2010. Holy crap.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway. Okay.
Well, that makes me feel old. Thank you for making all of us feel old today.
Sorry, you guys, but there is no way I was knowing that by myself.
Okay.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I have some other stories to tell you. First of all, Rand Paul, I think it's today or whenever they're next in session, he is going to be introducing a bill that says enough is enough already. Let's stop with this farce. No more masks on in airports or on airplanes. This is ridiculous. So I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but good on him for taking a stand, because this is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, my God. I'm so glad to hear that. Good for him. Good
and
for
he
him.
Says it, right? Like, he says the things like, this is a farce.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop.
It's theater. It's political theater is what it is at this point. I get so tired of it. In Texas, I don't see, there's no place, at least, so I haven't seen any place still where they require masks, but I still see people wearing them.
Really?
Yeah, I will see. And you can tell those are the people from out of town.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So right. No business is required. That's amazing.
I mean,
that's great.
At least not around me. I don't know. There probably are some like in Austin and stuff that require them, you know, because that's like liberal central. But like there really are no people that I, at least
but it's good that like they weren't required when you went to that museum.
We didn't have to wear masks in the museum.
That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
No, but I would imagine that there are some places, because we brought them because we thought, are we going to have to wear masks? But when we pulled into the museum in Austin, we asked the guy at the little parking thing, we were like, are we going to have to wear masks in here? And the guy said, nope. We were like, okay.
Awesome.
Because we were afraid of that because we were in like liberal Mecca, right?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. Like what you and I are talking about this. And of course, it's become a political thing. Like, because I'm like, oh, we're in liberal Mecca, so we're going to have to wear masks. It's so stupid. It should have nothing to do with politics at all.
You're absolutely right.
This is so dumb. Yeah. So
And good on Rand for trying to do, you know, something. And by the way, if you haven't listened to our interview with Rand and his wife, Kelly, you should do that, because we did that, what, like 2 weeks ago now, I think?
Yeah,
weekly deep dive podcast. And so just a reminder, you can listen to that anytime. You can actually listen to these videos after the fact. Like if you can't watch for some reason, or if you want to just listen a week from now, because you remember that we were talking about Golden Girls and you really want to hear that conversation again, you can do that on any of the podcasting platforms.
Yeah. So if you don't want to get up this early in the morning, you can listen to us. Mm-hmm. You know, some people choose to do that. So Joey Day said that there are a bunch of shops in Indianapolis that are still requiring masks.
In Indy, probably. I wouldn't be surprised if there were Indy. I'm trying to think in Carmel if there are. I just don't get out a lot. But like we went out to our restaurant in downtown Indy last Friday and we didn't have to wear them. And that was like on Mass Ave. You know what I mean? So,
It's getting
better for sure.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you, Tanya. Tanya says the Disney store by her requires them no matter what. Wow.
What in the world? Well, Disney is they're a bunch of commies, aren't they?
Disney seems, they've got some.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
You may have said that out loud.
I may have said that out loud.
Also, Scarlett Johansson, who you may know from such things as being the highest paid woman in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Still.
And then complaining about being a sex object when that's how she made her money and that's how she's the highest paid woman in Hollywood.
I know.
But then she complains about it.
Don't objectify me. Why are you doing that?
Why are you objectifying me? Oh, I'm making tons of money. Why are you objectifying me? You notice how they all complain about it when they get old?
Mm-hmm.
They all complain about it after they've made a ton of money and they get really old and they start sagging, and then that's when they complain about it.
Yep. And then they're like, I don't want to be hypersexualized. It's it's because you can't be anymore.
Yeah, you're not being hypersexualized anymore. Now you're saggy.
Right. And that's why you're not making as much money.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
Well, she's now complaining that women are not paid enough in Hollywood. Mm. So she made $59 million in 2019. Oh. But whatever. It's not enough, you guys.
I feel so sorry for you, Scarlett.
There's still a huge wage gap between women and men in Hollywood. And it doesn't matter that men's blockbusters typically bring in lots more money. Mm. It's just not fair.
It's not fair.
How am I supposed to live on just $50 something million?
I don't know how she's supposed to do it. You know, I'd like to ask her husband how he feels about the wage gap when he's basically living off of her salary.
Now he is on Saturday Night Live.
I wonder if he's paid the same as her.
Pretty sure he's not.
That'd be a big fat no. Big fat no.
God. I don't have time women. For these people. I know.
I'm over it. It's like, they're just insufferable. Just shut up. Stop complaining. Like, you make so much freaking money for pretending to be somebody else.
Right.
It's like, do real work. You know what I mean? And then if you want to, I just can't with the complaints. I cannot.
I know.
I cannot with the complaints.
I know. I'm right there with you. You guys, quick break from our discussion to tell you what is going on with Genucel right now. So if you remember, one of our favorite sponsors is Chamonix. And they have this amazing skincare line called Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. And if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, you can get half or more off the original price of three of their packages, actually any of their packages. I think that there are three primary packages, and you'll see them like right when you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks. There's like there's the spa package, which is my favorite because it includes the microdermabrasions, the Cristal's microdermabrasion thing, which I love. And it has their toner, which I've used for years and years and years, but it also has the most popular products package and then an essentials package. And they're 50% or more off of their original pricing right now. If you go to that specific website, lovegenucel.com/chicks, and I'm thinking, I need to start using their eye stuff just to
I've been using their immediate effect stuff right here because I haven't been, I've been kind of incorporating that, and I've really noticed a huge difference too. So I love that stuff. I never thought I would really use that, but I've been using it and I'm like, oh, I really like that. Cause in the morning,
It's the immediate effects is supposed to be really good for eye bags, which we don't have, but when you use it, it like tightens all of the, like the things.
Yeah. And for me, it helps with like dark circles and stuff like that, which I get a lot of, cause I don't get a lot of sleep. So it helps with that.
So, I mean, all the products are amazing, but if you want to get a package, you can get a massive, massive discount right now if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, or if you just want to try something, you get 10% off with code CHICKS use on any product that you want. It's the packages that you get real savings. So if now is the time that you're feeling like, I want to try a whole new skincare line, do it now, because I'm not sure how long this deal will last. And it's spectacular.
It's so such great stuff. Really great
try
stuff.
Try them out. Faux show. Yeah. Remember how, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday that we were talking about how Trump was suing everybody, like suing Twitter, suing Google, suing Facebook, suing all of them.
Yeah.
So he wrote another op-ed for the Wall Street Journal about the lawsuit and why he's doing it. And I have to say that it was really, really good. And I, you know, I don't know if he wrote it himself or if he had his speechwriters help him with it, but it is awesome.
Listen,
awesome
to you.
Article.
You're so, I don't want to like give him credit for writing because I don't think he can write. Like, what is that?
No. I know when he writes, he sounds like him, because you go to his website where he actually writes his own statements and they sound a certain way.
Right.
And then when he does an op-ed, totally different sound.
Well, maybe he sounds like that when he sits down and he thinks about it. Because sometimes when I write, like if I do social media posts, I sound like, you know, I can be very crass and it's you know, punctuated and it's not at all thought out. And I'm very stream of consciousness and very Kafka-like, you know,
I
sound like an idiot sometimes, you know, but then when I sit down, I mean, like, cause that's what I do. My craft, basically, like my job and before, you know, with this has been writer. And if I sit down and I have to sit and make myself sit, and it takes a long time for me to do something that is thought out. And if I sit and I do it, and I take hours to do it, it can sound somewhat intelligent, you know, but if, you know,
it's kind of like how we used to write in newspaper articles, and we would like sound all professional and businessy whatever.
I can sound professional when I want to sound professional. I mean, I used to be a medical writer, right? But, and I can do that when I want to do it. But then there are other times where I'm just like, I'm just going to go, you know, I'm going to spar with somebody online or whatever. And I sound like I'm 18, you know? So maybe that's what you're thinking, is he's so used to sparring and he's so used to being on Twitter and he's so used to being punctuated in his writing that sometimes people think that he doesn't have it in him. I think he has it in him. He's an educated man. He probably has it in him to sit down and write something and be pensive and, you know, maybe give him some credit.
Okay. I give him all the credit for all right. this particular op-ed, because everything he says in it is so spot on. And I love when he uses the point, you know, if they can do it to me, they can do it and are doing it to all of you. And they're literally changing the course of political speech by choosing and, you know, picking and choosing who the people are that are allowed to have it.
Right.
And so it was a really good article. If you guys get a chance to read it, highly recommend, because it's good. And I wish him all the success in that lawsuit, because damn, that could be some good stuff.
I do too. I mean, I think that people are just sort of brushing over that and thinking mm-hmm. that, you know, it's like, oh, it's just Trump. Who cares? If it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to you.
Yeah.
So it can happen to somebody in your family. It's just not, this is not okay in this country. It's just not.
It's not okay. Did you see that Avenatti cried yesterday?
Yes.
When he got sentenced? I can't believe it was only 30 months, but like, he cried, you guys. I mean, like, can you imagine how the mighty have fallen in his case?
Wow. I want to know what the ladies on The View think of him now, because they wanted him to run for president. Remember?
Well, Anna Navarro, I retweeted the video of her basically saying that he is like the Holy Spirit. You remember when she called him like, you're everywhere. Uh-huh. You're just like the Holy Spirit. I retweeted that and tagged her. And I was like, I hope that she is tagged in this a million skillion times forevermore in perpetuity. So she is reminded of this particular moment forever.
She's ridiculous. The fact that she called herself a conservative, it drives me crazy.
Does she still do that?
Oh, yeah. They said, there was an article like 2 days ago that I read when they were talking about Megan's departure, and they were talking about how Anna Navarro is still like the lone conservative. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't with this. Yeah. Oh, she's the farthest thing from a conservative. It drives me crazy. You don't get to say that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So did she write you back? Did she write?
I haven't even looked at Twitter this morning, so I don't. Yeah. Probably not. I can't imagine that she has.
I mean, but these people, these women just fawned all over him.
And it wasn't even just that. It was literally everybody on MSNBC, CNN, having him on constantly.
Always.
Constantly. And now, you know who I saw was on one of those channels yesterday? Joe Walsh. Not Eagles Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
But like Joe Walsh, the guy that was a Republican.
Not the guy
became
like,
a radio
not
host.
Not the guy who's like, my Maserati does one.
Not that guy. Not a whole different one.
No.
The guy that became a never Trumper and then was like thinking about running for president. I mean, total loser, right? That's who they're now bringing on all their talk shows. This is a guy who lost his syndicated radio show because nobody was interested in listening to him anymore since he became so vehemently anti-Trump. But so now, of course, CNN, MSNBC, they're going to be picking him up as their new Avenatti.
Oh my God.
So dumb.
It's just ridiculous. These people. <know. laughs> Yeah. Somebody said Anna Navarro and Jennifer Rubin. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Jennifer Rubin. What a despicable hag that woman is.
Yes. I don't like how they have to be BFFs, those two.
Yeah.
Like it's like the only friends that they can have. Yeah.
They're awful women. Oh my God. So Avenatti cried. He released like part of it because he read a statement ahead of his sentencing where he said, you know, I didn't bring my kids or I didn't ask my kids to come because I feel like I've already asked enough of them. And if someone tells me that they're ashamed, if my kids say that they're ashamed of me, I hope that that's true because they should be like that. That would mean that their moral compass is on point and they should be ashamed of me because I've totally let down my profession. Like it was a really, you know, it was a very contrite statement that he made. Yeah. And he's not done being sentenced. He's got like two more trials to get through, right? So he's going to probably get added jail time on already got.
He should, right?
He should. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think that sentence was kind of lame. Don't you think it was lame?
Oh, yeah. 30 months? You know Nike is probably like, say what?
Yeah, and it's probably going to be in a prison that is just like so cush.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charles. I didn't mean to highlight that.
Charles.
Sorry.
Stormy.
Yeah.
So it's probably, but I mean, it's probably going to be in like this, you know, the most minimum security, like cush prison where he just gets to work out every day.
Yeah.
You know? And he gets three squares and we pay for that. What a, you know, what a jerk. That guy's such a jerk. These people are jerks. All of them. Jerks.
They're jerks.
Jerks.
They're talking about having no spectators at the Olympics in Tokyo, which, again, why are we doing this? Why are we even having an Olympics? If there's not going to be spectators, if everybody's worried about COVID, why are we doing this? Nobody's interested in the Olympics anymore.
Well, NBC is probably, is it NBC that televises it? And they're probably like, we're going to just, we'll televise everything. We'll make a lot more money this way, right?
Yeah, that's maybe true.
That's probably what.
But who's going to watch? I mean, we're just going to watch a bunch of athletes throwing tantrums about whatever they are throwing tantrums about right now. Yeah, I'm just so sick of all of this.
Listen, I'm right there with you, because even when you watch it on television, you like to see the spectators there. You like, it's yeah. like, the, it, that's part of the awesomeness of it, you know? I don't know. I'm right there with you. It's weird. It's, everything's weird. Just, I mean, just let people go out and do the things. This is, what are we doing?
Either open it up or just cancel it again, because this is enough. This is just insane.
Enough. Yeah. Just enough is enough. This is so dumb. Because if we do the whole, like I saw, what was it? The trials, they had, you know, the cardboard cutouts of people.
In the stands?
Right. Because I mean, I know at one of the Olympic trials, I can't remember, a couple weeks ago, because that, that family friend of ours who passed away from cancer, Chase, Smith, his figure, like they had a cardboard figure of him in the stands.
Aww.
Which is really sweet, because he always wanted to go to the Olympic trials. And so, his father put in like a bid for whatever it is they had to do to pull strings to get him in there. His figure got to be in there.
Oh, that's
I know, that was kind of neat, but I mean, I'm just like, can we just do the things?
Can we just do the things?
I know.
Everybody needs to calm down. By the way, I heard that there's like a Lambda variant. Didn't we just talk about a Delta?
We talked about that yesterday.
The
Lambda variant. And then there's going to be another one. There will be like a, what's the next? I'm sorry, you guys, I'm hot. I don't mean to like strip and paint. I mean, I'm just so hot in here. It's so hot. It's like 4,000 degrees in this room. And I have to turn the AC off when I do, because it's so loud. Because it's like a jet engine when I have the AC on in here. Because I live in a cabin. And so I'm sorry, I'm sweating. Can you guys see me sweating? Anyways, so what is the after Lambda? What is it? It's like Delta, Lambda.
That's you, because you did all the Greek stuff. So I don't know. I didn't think I would know that.
I don't know what it is. There's going to be another variant, though, is what I'm saying. There will be another variant.
There will be all the letters. Mm-hmm. All the letters will be represented.
Yeah, totally. Because they just want to keep us. They want to keep us scared. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And that's, oh my God, did you guys see Fauci? Fauci was like, get over it. Did you see him say that yesterday?
Get over what?
He said for the vaccines, he was like telling people, you know, that people need to get vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. I saw him in a press conference yesterday. I've never in all my life, and I've had, I've had a lot of doctors, because I've had a lot of stuff with my immune system, my head and everything. I've been to a ton of doctors. Not ever have I ever had a doctor speak to me that way. And I've been to a lot of doctors that I haven't liked either. But he got, I mean, in front of God and everybody, this man gets up and he says, everybody just needs to get over it when it comes to the vaccine. This is what he said. I
would like him to say that to somebody who's lost somebody as a result of a heart condition or whatever else.
Amen.
I mean, through a vaccine.
Right. Say that to the parents of the teenage boy who, you know, died with an enlarged heart. Mm-hmm. From, you know, this is the thing, get over it. I mean, it's like, how dare he? People should be able to listen, you can get it. You don't have to get it. Yeah. I mean, you got it. I've chosen not to get it. It's like, we are living proof that like people, you make choices in this country. That's the way it works in this country. If you want to make a choice to get it by all means. I mean, I support your decision. Go get it. My husband got it. You know what I mean? I've decided I don't want to get it. It's like people just make choices in this country. That's the way it should be. But to have a doctor say, get over it.
Wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah. He said that yesterday. And I thought, wow, that's when the dude has way too much power and he's been told that he is more important than he is. And he's starting to believe is he has not starting to, but he has gotten to the point where he believes his own press.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you need to step down, like step all the way down.
Gosh,
that's not okay. Doctors don't speak like that to their patients. They just don't. Mm-mm.
I cannot stand that man.
Thank you,
Christine. She said, it's like hurricanes. They'll run the alphabet. Here is a variant name. Eat a bag of D. E-A-B-O-D. That should be the next variant name.
Oh, my gosh. And Christy said he claims that anyone not getting the shot is making a political statement. And that is entirely false. Entirely false. I mean, it's not all political. Sometimes some people just don't have time. You know, some people are busy working. Some people just don't want to because they feel like it's still like it's considered emergency and they don't feel right. They feel a little bit, as Mock would say, bajiggity taking it. I mean, it's like, it's not entirely political. It's not. So to say that is just if you haven't seen it, you should look it up. I have to go watch that. Yeah. You got to watch it.
God.
It's get over it. He said, get over it.
Oh my God. That, wow. Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
Right. I can't either.
That, what is it called? Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos space thingamajee, that's leaving soon. I didn't realize that this is happening like just in a matter of days, that he's going up in space on the 20th of July. Like it's happening.
Okay. Well,
yeah. He's going on. And I think he's taking his brother and like some other people are going. No. And it's supposed to be like a 7-minute trip.
This is what
it's a big deal, I guess.
What rich people do, man. Rich people,
they do.
Rich people are like, you know what? I'm bored. We bought everything. We've done everything. Let's go to space. All right. Let's go to space. This is what they do. I've never been to Europe. These rich people are like, let's go to space, man.
I know.
Okay. We hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. We didn't even ask you what you were doing. You can leave comments and like tell us what you're doing this weekend. Yeah. We want to know. We want to know what you're doing. We can tell you guys what we did this weekend on Monday. We want to hear all about it. Have a fabulous one. Everybody stay safe. And we will talk to you on Monday. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great one. Bye.
Republicans block the Democrats' horrible elections bill, and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.